This could have been the most tragic church shooting in all history, given the sheer size of Lakewood Church. I'm sure you've heard the story. A female shooter walked into Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston on Sunday afternoon. She was carrying a long gun and a small child when she opened fire at Lakewood Church. Off-duty law enforcement officers shot her dead on the scene, but the child she was carrying is in critical condition. Another man was injured, according to officials, but he seems to be doing fine, thank God. The woman, who was between 30 and 35 years old, was wearing a trench coat and a backpack when she entered Lakewood just before 2 p.m. This was in between services. Again, the grace of God. There had to have been divine intervention, seriously, because this could have been so much worse. The shooter's motive remains unknown, nor do police know the woman's relationship to the child she was carrying in her arms. I can't even imagine. The shooter also made a bomb threat, but thankfully, no bomb was found. There was no bomb. Now, the Lakewood shooting is another example of the spirit of violence that's been raging in the nations. There have been over 50 mass shootings in 2024 alone, and that's just mass shootings. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Praying the News. On today's broadcast, we're going to look at gun violence in the religious world and how to pray. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Awakening Prayer Hubs. We are in nearly 100 nations, pressing in for revival and awakening and dealing with issues like this, like violence, like drug addiction. We are dealing with the real issues in real cities around the world. Join us today at awakeningprayerhubs.com. Church shootings are making headlines far too often, and the Holy Spirit has something to say about it. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Praying the News. On today's broadcast, we'll look at the rise of church shootings. I'll also share a prophetic word I released at Awakening House of Prayer in Fort Lauderdale that offers insight into the enemy's strategy and what should be our response. Church shootings are nothing new. It's part of the spirit of violence that's rising in the earth. But the rash of church shootings lately is alarming. In the latest incident, police are still investigating a shooting at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in suburban Alabama last week. Three people died, and the gunman was arrested on June 16th. Robert Findlay Smith, age 70, faces capital murder charges in the deaths of these three church members. Violence at places of worship in the U.S. appears to have been increasing over the last two decades, according to Dolan Consulting Group. While the most tragic and shocking incidents dominate media attention and public awareness, the group says many smaller incidents of violence occur at places of worship every week. Extrapolating to the whole U.S. population, Dolan estimated that there are actually about 480 incidents of serious violence at places of worship in the U.S. each year, and that's just the U.S. Most of these incidents happen in Christian churches, bringing about 46 deaths and 218 serious injuries annually. But future reports may indicate this estimate is far too low, especially given the data only reaches through 2016. What are the motives? Well, there are multiple. According to the National Incident-Based Reporting System, 28% are motivated by mental illness or derangement. 26% are motivated by robbery and 17% by a family dispute, domestic violence. 11% are motivated by a personal dispute, 6% by ethnic, racial, or religious hate crimes, and 9%, nobody knows, undetermined reasons. It's a shame, and we need to take a stand. I want to share with you a prophetic word about church shootings and then equip you to pray. Listen in.
We thank you, Lord, that you are our protector. For the Lord would say tonight, perilous times have come even to my church, but the gates of hell shall not prevail. So stand on your watchtower, says the Lord, and see the enemy approaching. Stand and push him back. Stand and decree a thing. stand and pray, says the Lord, for the enemy is raging against my church in this hour, says the Lord, coming in to steal, to kill and destroy, to take lives that I love. So be wise in this hour, says the Lord, and understand the maneuvers of the enemy, the devices of the wicked one, to make people afraid, even to darken the doors of my church, says the Lord. Be wise. Redeem the time, because the days are evil. Understand what is at hand. But know this. I am in your midst, and I will be your protector. I will be the lifter of your head and the lover of your soul. I will be your rear guard, and I will go before you. So pay attention to my voice, for I am always warning of things to come. I am always showing you danger ahead. When it is present, I will tell you. Won't I tell you, ask the Lord? Won't I warn you ahead of time, says the Lord? So be vigilant, be sober-minded, says the Lord, because the enemy is prowling around, and he's carrying a gun, he's carrying a knife. The enemy has inspired people to infiltrate my sanctuaries and wreak havoc on my church, but he will not prevail, says the Lord. So begin even now to push back the darkness, not of just these four walls, says God, but the churches around the world, even the underground churches, says the Lord. For the enemy is pulling out all the stops in this season, and he does not plan to quit, but you will have to force his hand. You will have to put your foot down. You will have to forbid him from continuing to bring violence into my house, says the Lord. So, Father, we stand in the gap right now for churches all over the world. We draw a bloodline. We plead the blood of Jesus over churches of all denominations, all races, all ethnicities, in every nation. And we ask you, Lord, to protect us as we assemble together with more and more and more church shootings. The enemy is sending a signal. He's trying to make us afraid, but you did not give us a spirit of fear. You gave us a powerful spirit, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind. So we will not be afraid. We will not back down without a fight, but we will rise up and defeat this giant called violence that's creeping into our churches. We say no mas, devil, no more. We will take a stand. We will stand and withstand in the evil day. And when we've done all, we will stand on your word. You are our protector. You're our rear guard. Let your angels encamp around your churches, God. Let us walk in the holy fear of the Lord, God. Let us walk in wisdom, God, being aware of our surroundings, God. Would you help us? Open our eyes wide, open our ears wide. We don't want to miss a thing in the natural or in the spirit. Equip us, arm us in the spirit to defeat every demonic agenda against the church. Help us, Lord, to put an end to the enemy assignment to take out your people in the very place of God. We push back this darkness and we break this assignment of violence in churches in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that your house shall be called a house of prayer. It shall be called a house of worship. It shall be called a house of peace. Take a stand in Jesus' name, and we say no more. We're putting our foot down. We're saying no more. Not on our watch. We call an end to this senseless violence. We put a cease and desist order on the enemy, on the spirit of violence targeting churches, and we say no more. You're done. You're finished. It's over. In Jesus' name.
So then, how do we pray? I'm going to release a few of the prayer points here. You can find more prayer points in the show notes. First of all, we decree deep darkness shall not overtake our churches. We know that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, so we decree that. We decree the light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not, shall not, and will not overcome it, according to John 1 verse 5. We also plead the blood of Jesus. We apply his precious blood over our churches. We decree that we will overcome the spirit of violence by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We shut out all fear. That is what the enemy wants. He wants us to be afraid to go to church. So we bind the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. We can decree Isaiah 60, verse 18, violence shall no more be heard in your land, destruction nor calamity within your borders, but you shall call your wall salvation and your gates praise. We can bind murder, mass murder, premature death, and violence in our churches. We can pray without ceasing. I want you to go over and get all the prayer points in the show notes at jenniferleclair.org/prayingthenews. And thanks for listening. Please give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts and share this with your friends. That'll really help us. And remember, Awakening Prayer Hubs is focusing intensely on praying against violence in churches and cities. You can join us by launching a hub, joining a hub, sponsoring a hub at awakeningprayerhubs.com. Two people die every second, and most of them are going to hell. You can change that with just 5 minutes of prayer a day. Statistics show the intercession of the saints drives salvations in the nations. Join me, Jennifer LeClaire, for Awakening Nations, 31 days of prayer evangelism for every tongue, tribe, and nation, and reap eternal rewards right from your prayer closet. We make it easy. Visit awakeningprayerhubs.com/nations today to join forces. Let's work together to rescue souls out of the enemy's grip and build a better tomorrow.